الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الناس قد جاءكم برهان من ربكم وأنزلنا إليكم نورا مبينا. أما الذين آمنوا بالله واعتصموا به فسيدخلهم في رحمة منه وفضل ويهديهم إليه صراطا مستقيما. As is the beauty of the Quran Sharif and the perfection of the Quran Sharif, that previously Allah spoke of the one group of the Bani Israel, the Jews, and the evils which they had committed. And after that Allah gave an open address to all of mankind, inviting them towards the obedience of Allah Ta'ala. Now the ayats that we had read previously were with regard to the Christians who believed in Trinity on the one side, or they believed that Isa alayhi salam is the son of God, they gave him divinity, etc. So after speaking to the Christians, which is the other group of the Bani Israel, now Allah addresses mankind at large and all of them that they should understand, Ya Yuhannas, A Logo, O people, all of people, all Muslims, non-Muslims, everyone, Bani Israel, everyone Allah is addressing, قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ بُرْحَانُ مِ رَبِّكُمْ تمہارے پاس پہنچ چکے تمہارے رب کے طرف سے سلط. Allah Ta'ala has sent His clear sign to you, and that is Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whose nabuwat, whose prophethood is clearly proven by Allah Ta'ala and by miracles which Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam showed over and over. So it, all of you can see, and till today people are realizing the truthfulness of the nabuwat, of the prophethood of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So it has come to all of you, not only to the Bani Israel, the Jews or the Christians, but it has come to all of mankind clearly, and everyone can see clearly. So when that is, and also besides that, وَانْزَلْنَا إِلَيْكُمْ نُورًا مُبِينًا, or اُتَارِ هَمْنَا تُمْ پَرْ رُوشْنِ وَعَدِهِ, and we have sent a clear, clear light to you, referring to the Quran Sharif, the clear which Allah Ta'ala had revealed to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, his life is still living amongst us in all the history books, etc., on how his life was, what his followers said about him, what his enemies said about him, everything is clear. And besides that, the kitab which Allah Ta'ala has sent, the Quran Sharif, that is today present with us, exactly as it was revealed to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, it is present with us till today. So the clear sign, and the Quran Sharif, Allah has said that it is 100% the kitab, the book of Allah. And in fact, the Quran Sharif itself testifies to its own truthfulness. The subject matter of the Quran Sharif throughout is such that a person realizes that it is never ever man-made, it is never ever the production of anyone else besides the Creator Himself. So when these clear signs have come to you very clearly, so فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِاللَّهِ So جُو لُوْ إِمَانْ لَعِي أَلَّهَ فَرْ Now those people, generally Allah is referring to all of mankind, whoever will bring Iman on Allah Ta'ala, and that is the correct Iman. Not just Iman, like Allah says in another ayat, لَيْسَ بِأَمَانِيِّكُمْ وَلَا أَمَانِيِّ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ Iman, etc., is not how we think, it's not our wishful thinking, but the correct Iman which Allah wants us to have that Iman. وَعَتَصَمُوا بِهِ Or usko masboot fakra, and held on to it very firmly, onto the teachings of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the sunnah and the teachings of the Quran Sharif. And the teachings of the sunnah are also enforced by the Quran Sharif, where Allah Ta'ala says, وَأَطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُوا الرَّسُولَ follow Allah and follow His Rasul also. So sunnahs also have been made compulsory upon us by Allah Ta'ala. It is given the level, the status of sunnah, but it is from Allah Ta'ala also. وَمَا يَمْتَكُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيُ يُوحَىٰ. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam doesn't speak anything from his own side. It is wahi from Allah Ta'ala. So for those people who have done that, فَسَيُدْخِلُهُمْ فِي رَحْمَةٍ مِّنْهُ وَفَضْلٍ. So unko dakhil karega apne rahmat mein aur fazl mein. For those people, Allah Ta'ala will enter them into His rahmat. That is Jannah and all the ni'mat of Jannah. And those ni'mat have been described as la aynun ra'at, which no eye has ever seen ever. وَلَا أُذُنٌ سَمِعَتْ, and no ear has heard of it ever. وَلَا خَطْرَ عَلَىٰ قَلْبِ بَشَرٍ, and if the thought hasn't even passed on the minds of anyone or on their heart, what the ni'mat of Jannah, so beautiful it will be. So when that is what is in store, so strive for it, work towards it. And besides that, وَفَضْل, or فَضَلْ مَنْ, which is even more than that, which Allah is going to give without having worked for, just out of His own kindness, out of your iman on Allah and His Rasul and His Kitab, and you love your life according to that, you will get these great ni'mat which Allah Ta'ala has promised. And besides that, Allah Ta'ala will give you more than that what you could not manage and do yourself. You couldn't get there by His fazl, He's going to give. Fazl is that which Allah gives without effort, without anything from our side. وَيَهْدِيهِمْ إِلَيْهِ صِرَاطٌ مُسْتَقِيمًا, or پہنچا دے گا ان کو اپنے سیدھے راستے پر. And this is another great gift of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala will let them follow صِرَاطٌ مُسْتَقِيمًا, which we ask in Surah Fatiha every time. اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمَ, oh Allah, show us the straight path. That Allah will guide people to that straight path. That is that connection with Allah, to believe in Allah, His Kitab, His Rasul, to practice upon that, to realize that Akhirat is our real abode. This dunya is very temporary and it is a place of deception. وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَعُ الْغُرُورِ. This dunya is but a place of deception, that a person realizes it and he doesn't fall prey to the deception of this world, but he works for that eternal life of the Akhirah. May Allah Ta'ala bring the reality of this into us and into the whole of mankind, and let us work for our Akhirah and give preference to our Akhirah. And Allah see, give us in this dunya sirati mustaqim, the straight path, and that we follow that straight path. May Allah Ta'ala out of mercy guide us and all Muslims, and Allah Ta'ala help all the Muslims in the world, especially the Palestinians, all Muslims who are in Afghanistan, the earthquake has struck, wherever there are Muslims are in difficulty, may Allah Ta'ala remove all those difficulties and give Muslims the upper hand and give them the final victory. May Allah put it in the hands of the Muslims, inshallah.